It's 8464CA. You might have heard in the last week or so, Cairns 2, it's not Coranda, it's all the way to Corumba. It's the C2K bike ride. It's coming up on the 25th of June. And this year, I've decided to do it like some of the people that have walked in my past, including Loco. Now, to find out a little bit more about it this morning, Helena McInnes, she's the ride coordinator for the C2K. She joins me this morning. Good morning, Helena. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm really well. Thankfully, we've known each other for a long time, possibly even longer than you've known Loco. But I believe Loco did do the ride many, many years ago, didn't he?
He did. He actually did it before I became coordinator.
But, wow.
I think he enjoyed it, like most people do when they do the ride with us.
And look, you know, I guess that's one of the key things I was really keen to talk to you about this morning, because despite all the talk, the reality is that I'm actually going to be on air each morning until 9 o'clock during the ride. So I won't be there for the start, and by the time I catch up, I'll be a little bit behind you guys. So I won't actually be doing the full ride, the 780 k's I think it is, but I think that's one of the key things about this particular ride too, is that you're not expected to do the whole lot. You can actually take a bit of time out. You can enjoy the scenery. It can actually be a bit of a holiday, I believe, Helena.
Absolutely. We have lots of riders from interstate that come and join. So they get to see a lot of the countryside as well, and their supporters who get to meet a lot of the people that we travel through in the little townships, which is great. But it's not a race. It's a charity bike ride, so people are encouraged to ride at their own pace. And it's in chewable chunks, so people stop every 20 kilometres. We have drink and food stations along the highway, and people get their nourishment, hydration, and then they hop back on their bikes and off they go. So some people choose to do the 780 kilometres and tick that off their bucket list, and other people choose to do it, take their time and do it within their capability of fitness. We also have the mountain bikers as well, and they generally ride about 380 kilometres purely because they go into private properties and do the tracks within those properties. So their riding is really, really unique because it's areas that people just can't get to without special permits that we have.
Excellent, and a great opportunity to see some of that beautiful country. And going from Cairns right across to the Gulf on the other side, what an amazing variety of different country. And, of course, being midwinter, basically midwinter, it really is the time to be seeing it as well, Helena.
It is. It's beautiful. It's cool. So we travel from the coast through rainforest all the way to the outback and into the Gulf. And it's beautiful scenery. The people that we meet along the way are just wonderful, and many of them we are actually raising funds for their kids' education for the Cairns School of Distance Ed. So most of these little schools along the way, they can't hold their annual fete for fundraising like most PMCs do in big cities. So the bike ride is actually their annual fete. So we raise funds for not only the PMC of the Cairns School of Distance Ed, but also all the little schools along the way, which all the riders meet the families. Families open up their stations to us and provide us with morning tea. And it's a really a lovely way for people from Victoria, WA, even as far as New Zealand, to meet the people that we're raising funds for.
And I think that's one of the key things that I was looking at as well, is actually raising funds for kids and PNCs, particularly in some of those outback areas. It really is so important as well. Well, obviously, we've got a few months of training ahead of us, and I will be doing some more training. I've just come off Feb Fit, so I want to try and keep the momentum up. But for people that would like to be a part of it, either, as you said, on-road or doing the off-road sections there on mountain bikes, tell us a little bit more about what they need to do to get involved, and even as a volunteer to actually assist with the ride and actually have a bit of fun on the way, all the way out to Corumba.
Yeah, so all that people have to do is go on to c2kbikeride.com.au and register. You can register as a mountain biker, as a road rider, as a volunteer, which we love our volunteers. Usually we have between 65 and 70 volunteers that come on the road with us. Or a supporter, because some of the riders will have their spouses or even kids that come on the ride to support them along the way, set up their tents, bring the tents down. Some of those supporters also volunteer in the kitchen and other duties along the way. So usually there's about 250 to 300 riders and about 65 to 70 volunteers. So it's a little bit like a traveling circus.
Yes.
But it's a lot of fun. You know, a lot of people that join the ride the first few days, they're pretty much strangers. They don't know each other.
Yeah.
But by the end of it, it's just one big family arriving in Corumba and sitting there and watching the sunset over the water. It's a really big buzz for many, many people.
No wonder they call it the bucket list for so many people to do such a momentous event, help out the community, and, of course, most importantly, you know, make some really good friends and keep nice and fit and healthy at the same time. They're the reasons why they've dragged me in, and I reckon they're certainly worthwhile things to achieve. So excellent stuff. I'm really looking forward to it. I guess I better go out and do a bit of training and start to get myself sorted out. Helena McInnes, the ride coordinator for the C2K, you're going to be hearing a lot more about it over the next couple of weeks and months here at 4CA. Thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been great to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Marion. We'll really look forward to having you on the ride this year.
The 2020 Retro Council.